Hello, welcome to the Signature Podcast this week. I am Elijah Elvis Craftsman from Developers Platform Nigeria. I am excited to return back to you this beautiful week with another episode of the Signature Podcast. This week, we are going to be talking about the plan, COVID-19, lockdown, isolation, and social distancing. We're still on the series of the coronavirus pandemic that is ravaging the world today. Before I go on, I'd like to do a recap of what we discussed on a previous episode. On that episode, we talked about coronavirus, the hidden facts revealed and exposed. And then, among the many facts that I outlined in the last episode, I made mention that coronavirus disease is real. And then I went further to say that coronavirus as well isn't from God, because a lot of people are asking questions as to whether this virus is from God, whether God is punishing the world of their evil deeds, of the many evil and wickedness that is happening in the world. So God is trying to punish the world and make them realize that he is still God and that he is still in existence. But in the podcast last week, in the episode last week, I made us realize that this disease, this evil is not from God, because the Bible says every good and perfect gift comes from God. And as long as this is not good, this is evil in itself, it then cannot emanate from God. It then cannot come from God. So it is not the work of God. It is not from God. The pandemic is not from God. Another thing I also stated in the last week's episode was that COVID-19 will leave terrible consequences behind, such as fear, sickness, poverty, depression, and many more. And then I went further to say that COVID-19 will also reveal and glorify Jesus Christ, whom we believe and serve as Christians, as believers. I also stated that COVID-19 will birth a new beginning. How many of us are set for a new beginning? I believe you are preparing for a new beginning, because there is going to be a new normal. Things are not going to go back or return back to the way they were exactly before the COVID-19 crisis. The truth is, humanity has been stretched. The truth is, we've been stretched beyond the ordinary, and we don't expect to return back to where we were before the COVID-19 began. A lot of new things are beginning to happen. You know, there's a sprouting forth of new ideas, new innovations, new inventions to fit suit and to tell us to meet the needs that is going on in this COVID period. And even beyond the COVID situation crisis, you don't expect things to go back to the way they were before. So I hope that you are beginning to bet new things. You are beginning to set your heart prepared for the new big things that's going to happen during the post-COVID era. All right. So let me just go straight into today's podcast. And today we'll be looking at the plan behind the COVID-19 lockdown, the isolation, the social distancing. What's the plan behind the lockdown? What's the plan behind the self-isolation? And what's the plan about the social distancing that we are experiencing today as a result of the global pandemic? As a result of this global pandemic that is called COVID-19 disease, is it necessarily to keep us safe from being infected with the coronavirus disease, as it were? You know, because of the fact that it's been known that the spread of the virus is as a result of contact with someone who has a virus. So could it be that the reason why we are experiencing a lockdown is because that they want to minimize the spread, the continuous spread and transmission of this virus? Or could it be, according to many thoughts, that the purpose of the lockdown is for Mother Earth to go through a renewal process? To religious folk, I hear, that is a time for separation from the world in order to be reconnected back to their supreme beam of worship. And to most life coaches, it is a time, and motivational speakers, it is a time for a reinvention, self-reinvention, and rebirth. All these reasons find a place in the plan behind the lockdown. But beyond that, I want to reveal something that is amazing that we might not really be putting into consideration, that we should put into consideration. If you listen to my previous podcast, on the hidden facts about COVID-19 exposed, if you've not, I encourage you to just go back and listen to that podcast. It will bless you. If you had listened to it, I clearly stated that the coronavirus pandemic is not from God, but the work of the enemy, and that enemy is the devil. I gave evidence to my claims by reading from the scriptures, John chapter 10 and verse 10, that the thief, who is Satan, comes only but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And since this pandemic comes as a result of the evil work of the devil, the consequence or effects couldn't come from God either. Do you understand? It couldn't come from God either. So if the evil itself is not from God, the consequence also wouldn't be from God. Even though it can turn for the glory of God, it can turn for the triumph as God's children for us. So I want you to realize that you and I have a very real active enemy in this world, and his name is Satan. And as the scripture says, he comes only to steal, to kill, and to destroy. This plan he achieves by dividing unto destruction with a pit stop at isolation in between. And this is how the progression works. This progression works like this. First, the enemy tries to encourage us in this lockdown period to think divisive thoughts, which disconnects us from God, while he simultaneously encourages us to use divisive language, which disconnects us from God's holy people, from Christ's community, from the Christian community. And if you watch closely, this is evidently seen with the way believers, with the way Christians go on social media and make towns on God's holy people, on God's servants, on God's church, a family to which they once belonged to before the lockdown crisis. The goal of the devil here is to keep dividing us further and further until we are left isolated and on our own, without God and without authentic Christian community, so that he can fulfill his vile agenda. He can fulfill his vile plans of ruining our spiritual destinies. Satan loves it when we are reduced to crumble, useless crumble at that, in our efforts to remain in God's love and vineyard. How unfortunate. This isolation step is critical to Satan's plan, because nothing is as deleterious to the mind, to the body, to the soul, or than as being separated from that which gives life. At this point, it is easy for him to whisper verbal venoms into our ears, inspiring us to take on habits, lifestyles that we once defeated when we were when we maintained oneness and closeness with God. What am I trying to say here? What I'm trying to say is the devil is going to be taking advantage of this isolation period. He's going to be taking advantage of this lockdown period. But it is our responsibility to, not allow him to take advantage of us in the seasons of lockdown. Question now is, are we going to so easily let ourselves become prey for the lion stalking us from the bush? All that will be left is a takedown. Are we going to let the devil win the battle over our mind? In this seasons and period of lockdown, what thoughts are you accommodating? Because it begins from your thoughts. Are they thoughts of fear, thoughts of immorality, thoughts of fornication, thoughts of anxiety, thoughts of evil? What thoughts are you harboring in this season? We must never allow any thought that is inconsistent with God's word have a place in our mind. Rather, like the scripture commands in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 4 to 6, we are to use our spiritual weapons, energized with divine power, to effectively dismantle the defenses behind which the devil hides, demolishing every deceptive fantasy that opposes God and breaking through every arrogant attitude that is raised up in defiance of the true knowledge of God, capturing like prisoners of war every thought and insist that it bows in obedience to the anointed one, Jesus Christ. In the seasons of lockdown, my brother, my sister, my listener, I implore you this season to let your life, let your love for the Master, let your love for Jesus Christ be seasoned with an active, righteous, and godly thoughts. Give no room to the devil. Birds may fly over your head, but that's no reason to let them build a nest in your hair. Satan may bait you with his taunts, but don't waste your time with them. We have more important things to do. We have more important things to think about. Brothers and sisters, continue to think about what is good and worthy of praise. Think about what is true. Think about what is honorable. Think about what is right. Think about what is pure. Think about what is beautiful. Think about what is respected. God's grace is sufficiently supplied to you this season. You will find for yourself you will never find yourself in the clutches of temptation. You will never fall into outright sin nor be distanced from God. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit remain with you in this season, remain with your household in this season and forevermore. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Signature Podcast this week. I encourage you to harbor only good thoughts. Guard your hearts with all diligence, for out of it shall flow the issues of life, says the scripture. Be blessed this week. Remain fruitful. Doors of favor be open unto you. Doors of blessing be open unto you. May you have more than enough in these seasons of hunger and famine. Have more than enough to distribute and to give out to others in the name of Jesus. And I pray for you, be blessed, be fruitful, multiply, replenish, and have dominion. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. God bless you and have a wonderful week. Please kindly share this podcast with your friends and loved ones on all social media platforms. Remain blessed and stay safe.